The Dominion. سورة الملك. Topic of the Surah. Emphasis on making clear the perfection of the kingdom of Allah and His power, whilst encouraging fearing Him and warning against His punishment.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Explanation. The goodness of Allah, who solely possesses the kingdom, is great and abundant. He is capable of everything. Nothing is outside his ability.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور.
The one who created death and life to test you, O people, which one of you is better in terms of actions? He's the Almighty, who no one can overpower, the forgiving of the sins of whichever of His servants repents to Him.
الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور.
The one who created the seven heavens, each one layered above the one before it, without touching it. O observer, you will not witness any discrepancy or misappropriation in the creation of Allah. So look again. Do you see cracks or splits? You will never see them. You will only see a perfect, masterful creation.
ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير.
Then look again time after time. Your eyesight will return humiliated without having found any defect or fault in the creation of the heaven, exhausted without being able to see.
وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ.
And verily, I adorned the nearest sky to the earth with shining stars, making them shoot and repelling with them the Satans, with them who try to eavesdrop. I have also prepared for them a blazing fire in the afterlife.
وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
And for those who disbelieve in their Lord, on the day of judgment, there is the punishment of a raging fire. Very evil is the place they will return to.
إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ.
When they will be thrown into the hellfire, they will hear an extremely evil sound. It will be bubbling like a boiling pot.
تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير.
It almost bursts within itself and comes apart due to its extreme rage over those that are thrown into it. Each time a group is thrown into it from the disbelievers, the angels appointed over it will ask them scoldingly, "Did a messenger not come to you in the world, warning you of the punishment of Allah?"
قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير.
The disbelievers will say, "Indeed, a messenger did come to us, warning us of the punishment of Allah. But we rejected him, and we said to him, 'Allah did not reveal any revelation.' O messengers, you are in nothing but clear deviance from the truth."
وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ.
The disbelievers will say, "If we had listened attentively or had thought clearly like the one who can differentiate the truth from the falsehood, we would not have been amongst the people of the hellfire. Rather, we would have had faith in the messengers and believed in whatever they brought, being from the people of paradise."
فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير.
So they will confess against themselves to having disbelieved and rejected, thereby being worthy of the hellfire. So away with the people of the hellfire.
إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير.
After Allah mentions the traits of the disbelievers and their requital, He follows it up with mentioning the qualities of the people of faith and their requital, saying, "Indeed, those who fear Allah in privacy, they will be forgiven for their sins and will get a great reward, paradise." Beneficial points. Allah created death and life to test the actions of His servants. Allah's creation is free of any faults. It is perfect. Hell will be furious with the disbelievers and angry in protective jealousy for Allah, may He be glorified. Confession is a clear evidence against the confessor.
وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوْ جَهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
O people, speak secretively or openly. Allah hears it anyway. Indeed, He, may He be glorified, is aware of whatever is in the hearts of His servants. Nothing is hidden from Him in that regard.
أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ.
Does the one who created all creation not know of the secret, and that which is more inconspicuous than the secret? He is the kind to His servants, the aware of their affairs. Nothing is hidden from Him in that regard.
هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور.
He is the one who made the earth soft and easy for you to live on. So travel around to its edges and eat from the provision He has prepared for you within it. To Him alone you will be resurrected for accountability and requital.
أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور.
Do you feel safe from the being in the heavens that he may cause the earth to split beneath you, just as he caused it to split beneath Korah? Despite it having been soft and easy to live on, it could suddenly shake with you on it, after being firm and solid.
أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ.
Or do you feel safe from the being in the heavens that he could rain down stones upon you just like he did upon the people of Lut? Then you will realize, when you see my punishment for yourselves, my warnings to you, but you will never be able to benefit from them after having witnessed the punishment.
وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ.
Verily, the nations that came before these idolaters rejected, and so the punishment of Allah descended upon them after they insisted in their disbelief and rejection. So how was my disavowal of them? Verily, it was a severe disavowal.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ.
Do these rejectors not see the birds above them flying in rows, side by side, with one another? What stops them from falling to the ground except Allah? Indeed, He's the seeing of everything. Nothing is hidden from Him.
أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ جُنْدٌ لَكُمْ يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنِ الْكَافِرُونَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورٍ.
O disbelievers, there is no army that can save you from the punishment of Allah if He decides to punish you. The disbelievers are in nothing but deception. Satan has deceived them, and they have fallen into his deception.
أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَهُ بَلْ لَجُّوا فِي عُتُوٍّ وَنُفُورٍ.
And there is no one that can sustain you if Allah stops His provisions from reaching you. Rather, the crux is that the disbelievers have prolonged in transgression, arrogance, and refusal of the truth.
أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَىٰ أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
So is the one who walks while falling on his face, the idolater more guided, or the believer who walks upright on the straight path?
قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ.
O Messenger, say to these idolaters who reject, Allah is the one who created you and made for you ears through which you hear, eyes with which you see, and hearts through which you think. Little do you show gratitude to Him for the blessings He has conferred upon you.
قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون.
O Messenger, say to these idolaters who reject, Allah is the one who dispersed you on earth and made you spread upon it. Not your idols, which cannot create anything. To him alone you will be gathered on the day of judgment for accountability and requital. Not your idols. So fear him and worship him alone.
ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين.
And the rejectors of the resurrection, thinking it to be far-fetched, say, O Muhammad, when will this promise that you and your companions promise us with happen? If you are truthful in your claim that it will occur,
قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Say, O Messenger, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah. Only He knows when it will occur. I am only a clear warner in my warning to you. Beneficial points. Allah is aware of what the hearts of His servants conceal. Disbelief and sins are causes of the punishment of Allah in the world and the afterlife. Disbelief in Allah is darkness and confusion, while faith in Him is light and guidance. The knowledge of the hour is only with Allah alone.
فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ.
So when the promise will come upon them, and they will see the punishment close to them on the day of judgment, the faces of those who disbelieved in Allah will change and become dark. And it will be said to them, this is what you used to ask for and want hastily.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعِيَ أَوْ رَحِمَنَا فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
O Messenger, say to these rejecting idolaters, reprimanding them, tell me, if Allah was to cause death to me and to those with me, the believers, who will save the disbelievers from a painful punishment? No one will ever save them from it.
قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ آمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
O Messenger, say to these idolaters, He's the merciful who invites you to worshipping Him alone. We have brought faith in Him, and upon Him alone we rely for our affairs. You will soon know, inevitably, who was in clear deviance and who was on the straight path.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ.
O Messenger, say to these idolaters, tell me, if the water you drink from was to seep away into the earth and you could not get to it, who then would bring you abundant, flowing water? No one other than Allah could.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
The pen. Suratul Qalam. Topic of the surah. Emphasis on making the knowledge of the Prophet peace be upon him and his creation clear, while supporting him after the idolaters attacking him.
Noon. والقلم وما يسطرون.
Explanation. The discussion on similar letters has already passed in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah takes an oath on the pen and whatever the people write with their pens.
ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون.
O Messenger, you are not a madman. Due to the messengership Allah has blessed you with, rather, you are free of the insanity the idolaters accused you with.
وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونٍ.
Indeed, there is definitely a great, everlasting reward for you for your conveying the message to the people without there being a favor outstanding upon you for anyone.
وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ.
And indeed, you are definitely on the greatest of character that the Qur'an has brought. You are embodied with it to the most perfect degree.
فَسَتُبَصِرُ وَيُبَصِرُونَ.
So you will soon see, and these rejectors will also see.
بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ.
When the truth is revealed, who from amongst you was actually a madman?
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ.
O Messenger, indeed, your Lord knows of whoever deviates from his path, and he is best aware of those who are guided to it. Therefore, he knows that they are the ones who have deviated from it, and that you have been guided to it.
فَلَا تُطِعِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ.
So, O Messenger, do not follow the rejectors in what you have brought.
وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُ فَيُدْهِنُونَ.
They wish that you were soft and compromising towards them in matters of religion, so they can be soft and kind to you in return.
وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ.
And do not follow anyone who frequently takes false oaths and is vulgar.
هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ.
Who frequently backbites the people and bears tales between them to cause division between them.
مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ.
Who often prevents goodness and oppresses the people in their wealth, their dignity, and their lives. Who is a habitual sinner and disobeyer.
عُتُلٍّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٍ.
Who is stubborn and rude, one residing among his people without being related to them.
أَن كَانَ ذَا مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ.
Just because he is a person of wealth and many sons, he is too arrogant to have faith in Allah and his messenger.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
When my verses are read to him, he says, "These are the tales written of the people of the past."
سَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْطُومِ
I will place a mark on his nose, which will stick with him and disfigure him. Beneficial points. The messenger, peace be upon him, is an embodiment of the character of the Quran. The traits of the disbelievers are blameworthy traits. It is obligatory upon a believer to distance himself from them and from following anyone with them.
إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ
Indeed, I have tested these idolaters with drought and hunger, just as I tested the people of the garden, when they swore that they will quickly harvest its fruits in the morning, so that the poor cannot eat from them.
وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ
They did not attribute the matter to Allah among themselves by saying, "If Allah wills."
فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ
So I sent a fire to the garden which consumed it while its owners were asleep, unable to defend it.
فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ
It became black, like a dark night.
فَتَنَادَوْا مُصْبِحِينَ
In the morning, its owners called on each other.
أَنِ اغْدُوا عَلَى حَرْثِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ
Saying, "Leave early towards your crop, before the poor people arrive, if indeed you wish to harvest your crops." So they made their way towards their crop quickly, talking among themselves in hushed tones.
أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ
They were saying to one another, "No poor person should come to you at the garden today."
وَغَدَوْا عَلَى حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ
They left in the early morning, determined not to let anyone get to their crops.
فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهَا قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ
Then, when they saw their crops having been burnt, they said to each other, "Surely we have lost our way."
بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ
Nay, we have been deprived of harvesting our crops because of us having been determined to prevent the poor from eating them.
قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ
The most virtuous among them said, "Did I not tell you when you made up your mind to prevent the poor from your crops? Why do you not glorify Allah and repent to Him?"
قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ
They said, "Glory be to our Lord. Indeed, we wronged ourselves when we decided to prevent the poor from the crops of our garden."
فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ.
So they began to go back on their words out of regret.
قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا طَاغِينَ.
They said, regretfully, how much we have lost, indeed, we transgressed the limits by depriving the poor of their rights.
عَسَى رَبُّنَا أَن يُبَدِلَنَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا إِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا رَاغِبُونَ.
It is hoped from our Lord that He gives us better than our garden in return. Indeed, we are desirous towards Him. We hope for forgiveness from Him and seek goodness from Him.
كذلك العذاب ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون.
I punish those who disobey me just like I punished these people with the punishment of deprivation. And indeed, the punishment of the afterlife is greater if only they were to know its severity and permanence.
إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ.
Indeed, those who are mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refraining from the things He has not allowed will have gardens of pleasure by their Lord, wherein they will live in permanent luxury.
أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ.
Should I make the Muslims the same as the disbelievers in terms of requital as the idolaters of Mecca claim?
مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ.
O idolaters, what is wrong with you? How can you come to this oppressive, warped conclusion?
أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ.
Do you have a book in which you read that there should be equality between the obedient and disobedient?
إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِيهِ لَمَا تَخَيَّرُونَ.
Indeed, in that book, you would then have whatever you choose in the afterlife.
أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ لَكُمْ لَمَا تَحْكُمُونَ.
Or do you have covenants with me, weighed it with those, that you will get whatever you decide for yourselves?
سَلْهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ زَعِيمٌ.
O Messenger, ask those making these statements, who is their guarantor for this?
أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فَلْيَأْتُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ إِن كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ.
Or do they have associates other than Allah who make them equal in requital with the believers? If so, they should bring forth these associates of theirs if they are true in their claim that they have made them equal in requital with the believers.
يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ.
On the day of judgment, the horror will become clear, and our Lord will expose a part of His shin. The people will be invited to prostrate, so the believers will prostrate. But the disbelievers and hypocrites will remain standing, unable to prostrate. Beneficial points. Preventing the rights of the poor is the cause of wealth being destroyed. A believer and disbeliever are not equal in requital, just as they are not equal in their qualities.
خاشعة أبصارهم ترهقهم ذلة وقد كانوا يدعون إلى السجود وهم سالمون.
Their eyesight will be humiliated. Humiliation and regret will overcome them. Yet in the world, they were asked to prostrate to Allah while they were in safety from what they will be facing on that day.
فَذَرْنِي وَمَن يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
O Messenger, leave me to deal with whoever denies this Quran that has been revealed to you. I will drive them to the punishment gradually, in a way they do not realize. That is a method of leading them gradually into destruction.
وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ.
And I give them respite for a short while, so that they go to extremes in their sin. Indeed, my plan regarding the people of disbelief and rejection is firm. They will not escape me, nor be safe from my punishment.
أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ أَجْرًا فَهُمْ مِنْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ.
O Messenger, do you seek a reward from them for what you invite them towards, due to which they are greatly burdened, being the cause of their turning away from you? The reality is the opposite. You do not seek any reward from them. So what stops them from following you?
أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبُ فَهُمْ يَكْتُبُونَ.
Or do they have knowledge of the غَيْب from which they write whatever proof appealed to them, that they then used to argue against you?
فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تكن كصاحب الحوت إذ نادى وهو مكظوم.
O Messenger, so wait for the decision of your Lord to give them respite and gradually lead them into destruction. And do not be like the companion of the whale, Jonah, peace be upon him, who became annoyed with his people, and then called out to his Lord while distressed in the darkness of the sea and the darkness of the stomach of the whale.
لولا أن تداركه نعمة من ربه لنبذ بالعراء وهو مذموم.
Had it not been for the mercy of Allah reaching him, the whale would have thrown him on a barren land, rebuked.
فَاجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
But his Lord chose him and made him one of his pious servants.
وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ.
And indeed, those who disbelieve in Allah and reject His messengers could almost bring you to the ground with their eyes due to their extremely sharp glances towards you when they hear this Quran that was revealed to you. While following their desires and turning away from the truth, they say, indeed, the messenger who has brought it is a madman.
وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
Yet the Qur'an that has been revealed to you is only a reminder, an admonition for the humans and the jinn.